Tim and Rebecca are principal cellists with the LSO, and their next piece has been arranged by a colleague in the orchestra, the violinist Nigel Broadbent. Ravel's Sonata for Violin and Cello appears today as a sonata for two cellos. For Ravel, it was one of those pieces that never seemed to go very well. He was asked to write something in 1920 in memory of Debussy, so he composed a one-movement duo. He returned to it later with the intention of turning it into a sonata, but as he wrote to a friend, "The wretched duo is giving me a lot of trouble and making me very ill." But when it was completed, he said, "I think the sonata is actually a turning point in my career. The music is stripped down to the bone." He described it to a friend as a machine for two instruments and some of the technical demands as like a mechanical rabbit. For Nigel and for Tim, who'd had the idea of turning it into a two cellos piece, I gather it wasn't without its challenges either. So, Tim, how did the arrangement come about?
Well, when we were asked to play this concert, there isn't really anything but arrangements for it, apart from Baroque repertoire and maybe the odd contemporary piece which was just played. But I thought we needed some main course, and I've always played the cello part, of course, apart from the violin part, and as you just said, Ravel kind of was on new territory. You know, Kodály had just written a duo for violin and cello, and there are references to that in this piece. Hungarian rhythms in the last movement. And I think he was wanting to go in a new direction, and he certainly did with this. But a lot of the writing and the arrangement is exactly the same. It's not, it's not changed, apart from the odd note, which we needed to make fit the instruments a bit more. But it's fundamentally the same, and I think it works very well. And the blend of the two cellos, in way, I think can work better than the violin and the cello. I'd love to know what Ravel would have thought of it.
you and Rebecca are musical partners in the LSO. You're sitting on stage here today, as you would sharing a desk within the orchestra, but you don't always play the same parts. You swap between upper and lower parts, is that right, throughout this concert programme?
Yes, exactly. All the pieces are fairly equal. I mean, the Paganini switches around. The Ravel is, obviously I'm playing the violin part. It was my idea, so I got lumbered with that.
Thank you, Tim. To play Ravel's Sonata for Violin and Cello, arranged for two cellos by Nigel Broadbent, here are Tim Hugh and Rebecca Gilliver.